Turn with me in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 18, and in case you forgot, Genesis is the first book of the Bible. Just thought I'd give you a little education there. Genesis chapter 18, first 7 verses. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, and while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried out from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me give you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered. "Do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get 3 seahs of the flour and knead it and bake some bread." And then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. And while they ate, he stood near them under a tree. We'll stop right there for a minute. Let's take a moment and get ourselves right with the Lord. Would you please join with me in prayer, Father? The words that I speak are what you've given me. Let them fall upon fertile ground, upon ears. Let them hear not just the words, but the intent, the meaning. And let them glean from that the fruit. Return it back even stronger, Father. We are blessed to be here, dwelling in the Holy Spirit at this time. Strengthen us in the labor that we uptake for you, and set our hearts in motion. Through Jesus Christ I pray, and all of his children said, Amen. All right, by show of hands, how many people have a mat outside the front door, back door, whatever door of your house? Pretty near everybody. Next, by show of hands, how many of them say welcome of some sort or another? Not all of you have welcome on your mat, so you're not friendly people, right? The welcome mat. Enter the welcome mat. I love seeing them right there outside the front door. My dad has one outside of his front door that says, "Grandparents live here, spoiling will commence." And I have to turn to my children when we go there and say, "See, this ain't fair, because nobody spoiled me. I had to get up and go." When they come through the door, it's, "What cookie do you want?" or "What do you want to do now?" I've seen other welcome mats. We used to have a welcome mat outside of our front door. It said something about a chicken, but it's been walked over so much now, I don't know what it used to say. Close the door. Don't let the chickens in. That's what it said. I've seen tractor welcome mats. I've seen homes where you walk up to the door and you just feel like, man, I can't wait to meet these people. Welcome, friends. Friends are here. You ever seen the welcome mat put at the back door? Welcome, guests, because back door friends are the best. I always love that stuff. And it tells a lot, man. If you come up on a house and you see that, you kind of feel like, okay, that's pretty good. What is it saying, really, though? What are we trying to say when we have that welcome mat out front of the house? We're saying, welcome in, right? We're saying, come here. Some people may be back there going, we're saying, wipe your feet. At certain houses, you have to take your shoes off, and boy, don't you come in there with them on. Right? But we're giving a sign to somebody that says, welcome. Now, the business I work in, if you don't think God doesn't have a sense of humor, then I will talk to you next Sunday for an hour about it. Because I can tell you all about it. Number one, God made giraffes. And I've never figured that one out. They're this tall, and the tree they got to eat out of is that tall. And you know what somebody had said to me one time? They said, well, God made the trees tall so they can eat us. Why didn't he just make them shorter and keep the trees on the ground? But God has a sense of humor. Because I am not the picture of a patient person. If you know me well enough, you know that this fuse is pretty short and pretty quick. And yet, what do I do for a living? I interact with homeowners, business owners, people who love their front yards, people who cannot understand why the electric keeps going out, and to put a little bit more icing on top, the funny cake, he made me a pastor where everybody gets to yell at me, and I can't say nothing. You know, preacher, I think you may have went a little long this Sunday, or what was he talking about, or man, he tells a lot of jokes, or a lot of things, but at work, it gets funny. I get fussed at quite regularly. People hate to see me coming to their front door. There I am, full BG&E regalia, hard hat, glasses, badge up front, tuck my hard hat. I'm right. Come up, beep, 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 knock on the door, tuck my hard hat under my arm, go stand there respectful. I love standing in them yards and say, welcome, friends, welcome, Matt, and all the fun things in the yard. And I think, man, I got to go up there and tell them we've got to dig in their yard. And I'm standing there with a smile, and that door swings open. What do you want? There must be somebody behind me. I've been literally cussed at thousands of times in my 20 years by people who have welcome in their yard. And the ones that cracked me up the worst recently, this happened recently, I got yelled at. Now, mind you, we're putting in new electricity, because the old lines underground have failed and they're constantly having outages, and we have to disturb their yard, which really the area we work in, we own. But it's a long story. And so I go to them trying to be nice. My name's Paul Leatherman, construction manager, BG&E. I understand you have a complaint. As I stand on your welcome mat, looking at your door that says, welcome, friends, and friends that we haven't met yet, and on and on. And they begin to go up this leg, up this shoulder, across the top of my head, yelling at me down this side. And then as I'm walking away, I look at their vehicles in their yard, and there's Christian symbols all over the back of their cars. Whew! We're not the most welcoming people. My question has always been, why in the world are we dumb enough to put stuff out there like that when we know that we don't want people coming around to bother us? We need to be more welcoming. Hebrews writer, at the very beginning of chapter 13, says these words, and I want you to listen to them. First two verses. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Without knowing it. Some people have entertained angels without knowing it. One of the worst things I hear, and lately we're all guilty of this, is Christians are some of the worst people to be around because they hide behind that symbol. Unfortunately, they're right. Recently, a big-time television preacher, and there's a lot of people that love watching television preachers. I watch television preachers because, as we all know, one day I'm going to be one on the Bluegrass Network. And I heard, this is truth, I watched this. This is not something I heard, read, or was told. I saw this with my own two eyes and heard this with my own ears. Big-time television preacher said these words. I don't want anybody coming to my house. That's why I have a gate. When I get done on preaching, I don't do funerals. I don't do weddings. I don't want you to come to my house. I don't want to spend that kind of time with you. I have done what the Lord said. I have put people in positions that you can go to for that. And I am to guide them. Now, I won't tell you that preacher's name because I don't like to cast aspersions out there, but his initials are Joel Osteen. I mean, J-O. Abraham saw these men coming because the Lord had spoke to him. We have been spoken to by the Lord, and we need to be welcoming. I want to be very clear on something right here after you listen to this scripture, Matthew chapter 10, verses 11 through 15. And I want you to listen. And if you want to follow along, I'll give you a minute. In my Bible, it's in red. Jesus is speaking these words. He says, whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at his house until you leave. He's sending out his disciples to do work. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet. When you leave that home or that town, I tell you the truth, it'll be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. That's pretty heavy words, ain't it? And how many times do we run into those situations? You know, you see them coming. I'm at the night shift job. And I had to laugh because if they mistaked you for being the preacher, Marvin, that's funny because you remember what happened when we were building the swing set out back. Glenn was still alive. Bob Myers was still alive. Myron was still alive. We was all out there building the swing set. I'm the youngest one on the crew. I'm up there working on the swing set, and they came up and started talking to Myron, the lady back here, the doctor's wife. And she said, preacher, and she kept calling him that. And Myron finally said, well, the preacher's right there. And she thought I was kidding until I walked down the steps and said, my name's Paul Leatherman. I'm the pastor here. And she went, you're a little young for that. And I said, well, thank you very much. But on this night, there I am at work, working that night shift job. Got my bib overalls on, dirty shirt, because we'd splashed mud on me because trying to figure something out. Had on my safety vest. I was walking out of the 7-Eleven at 10 o'clock at night because I needed that nourishment. A Slurpee calls to me every now and then. And these two young ladies walked up to me. I'm dirty, sweaty. I do not look like the beautiful that you see now. I look rough. And there's one lady comes up to me and she goes, hello. And I went, hello. And she said, do you know Jesus? And I went, oh, God. Here we go. I said, well, yes, I do. And she goes, well, I'd like to talk to you about him. And she pulls a business card out. And she was a Mormon, which was an opportunity for me that I wasn't able to capitalize on because I didn't have time to sit and talk to her. But she made me feel welcome. While I don't agree with their theology, I agree with the fact that if you're going to call yourself Christian, act like it. Even when it's hard. That's the best time. How many times have we read in the Bible where Jesus was tired? When he fed the multitudes, he had compassion on them. He put the welcome mat out and he meant it. We need to do that, brothers and sisters. One of the things I love about this family here, this church, is the way you all greet people that ain't never set foot in that door before. I'm sure our two visitors were probably a little overwhelmed because it's like a big hug when you walk through the door of this church. And I love that. There are those who don't see it like that. Oh, there's somebody new coming in. Maybe we got to take a look at them. Not here. Jesus talking in that scripture was saying these words. Give it out there. If they don't want it, the best you can do is move on to the next and keep moving that message forward. Sometimes I don't get the respect from my own family that once had been a drunk and drug addict and who knows what else, and now I'm a preacher because I saw the light and I got the religion and I got saved, some people of my inner circle still can't let go of who I once was. And I have to keep that welcome mat pushed out a little bit further so that they see what I want. Jesus is saying the same thing. He's saying, listen, I've given you the authority. He's given you all the authority to go out and show His light. He's given you the authority to go out and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. He's given you the salvation that should you suddenly leave this earth today, your heavenly reward is in heaven. Your saving grace is done. You are now set. Say amen. He's given you that place. Now act like it. Be forgiving. Be welcoming. He put His welcome mat out just for us. When we go back to the main scripture, we see the words that Abraham didn't just greet them. He ran out to meet them. He knew the Lord had given him many things, and he ran forward, not seeking anything other than to glorify and worship His Lord. He set apart a side for us, a word for us, a chance for us to follow on. And so what do we see? We see the Hebrew writer that we just read back there in chapter 13 referenced the fact that Abraham entertained angels. I love the rest of that story. In verse 9, where is your wife Sarah, they asked. There in the tent, he said. Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and your wife Sarah will have a son. Now Sarah was listening to the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid. So she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, you did. That's the other part of being welcoming. Be welcoming. I know you're afraid. I've often said, when I get home to the mountain and I get in that house, I'm comfortable. I don't want anybody to come there. I'm happy. But people come there and they call me. And some people want to talk about tractors. And some people want to talk about work. Some people want to talk about church. And the more I talk to them or they come there to visit, the more I am filled with the blessing of having spent those couple minutes, an hour or whatever it was with them. That's your job. That is what has been directed to you. You have been given that need to do that. Because people need you to welcome them. There's a story that goes about an old lady who was very old, had to walk with a walker, had to walk two blocks to get to the post office. And when she would get to the post office, she would always have to stand in line to have an envelope stamped or something done. And she was feeble and the body was tired. And she would fight her way to the front of that line, get her stamps, and wander away. And a neighbor knew her. And one day as they stood in line at the post office, the neighbor standing behind her said, why do you come here and stand in line? There's a machine right there. It'll give you what you need. And the lady turned to him, because the machine doesn't welcome me or ask me about my arthritis. You understand where I'm coming from? That's our job. Matthew chapter 25. We know it's our job. We know what Jesus said, right? In the 35th verse, Now, in the 34th, let's start there. Matthew chapter 25. If you want to know what welcoming means, if you want to know how to extend your welcome mat out, if you want to know what the Word says, Jesus said, then the king will come, the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom, prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for the least of my brothers of mine, you did for me. You put that welcome mat out. In 1968, this was a popular song. You'll know it the minute I get into it. I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about it. And if you find yourself ready to try it, see if I got enough air left. You can sing along. Very popular song. At the time, I'm not sure that it was ever meant to become a Christian song. But I remember as a kid growing up singing this thing in church all the time back in the 70s. The Statler Brothers did it when they used to sing Back Up for Johnny Cash. And it was a super popular song. And it tells a little something that I think if we would hum this song, maybe when we're feeling a little bit wound down, we might hear the words. Let me be a little kinder. Let me be a little blinder to the faults of those around me. Let me praise a little more. Let me be when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. Know the song, don't you? Let me be a little braver when temptation bids me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker with a brother that is weaker. Think a little more of my neighbor and a little less of me. Let me be when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Let me serve a little better those that I am striving for. Let me be a little meeker with a brother that is weaker. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. Y'all know that last chorus? If you want to try, I'm going to sing the last chorus again. Now, I know some of you have been alive since 1968. When Campbell sang it, you can sing it. I'll slow down. Let me be a little meeker with a brother that is weaker. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. And that's the welcome mat. When we think more of others and a whole lot less of ourselves, we get blessed. When I came here to become a preacher, a lot of things were thrown at me. I keep thinking about that. And a welcome mat was put out here. And when I came here to be a preacher, a lot of people said, your temperament ain't never going to let that happen. Well, I don't know. I'm going to go there and give it my best shot, and we'll see what happens. And what I found was, the harder I worked, to bring the word, to answer God's call, to listen to the message of Jesus, the harder I tried to be patient, the harder I worked to find out your name, your world, your life, your love, the more I got blessed, the more I was able to give, the more you were able to give me, back and forth, and pretty soon we've grown. We have grown, and we continue to grow. And that's all he says when you put the welcome mat out. Like Abraham welcoming the strangers, like the Hebrew writer saying, some have already welcomed angels. Like Jesus Christ saying, that which you have done for the least of my brothers, you did for me, teaches us how to be the Christians he wants us to be. Can you get an amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you. We thank you for reminding us, even when it hurts, that we fail and fall short of the glory that you've given. But that's all right. Because of the failures, because of the falling shorts, because of the reminders, because of not making it on the path that you would have, we're reminded to turn to you and learn yet again. And we ain't never too old to learn. I ask, Father, that you let me be a little meeker. No. I ask, Father, that you make me a whole lot more meeker to my family that is weaker. I want you to use me, Father, to be that welcome mat. I want you to teach my brothers and sisters that same thing. And through us, the light shines stronger. Through us, the gospel grows. Through us, people come to know the light of Jesus Christ. Through us, people get saved from the pit of destruction, of despair, from hell. And get to live rejoicing forevermore. Let our welcome mat be true and honest, Father. I thank you. I praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we close out with the last hymn, if you need extra prayer, the prayer bench is open. If you don't know Jesus yet, if today is that day of strengthening, if today is the day you want to come forward and have me pray with you and take his name into your heart, then get up front. That I pray you don't leave home without that chance. God bless you.